Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, "Oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7." Ooh.
Yeah, but
look
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Hello, you still in Big Bear?
I'm still in Big Bear. Eddie is sick. He's been in bed for 3 days now. I finally got him to take some Dayquil. He doesn't like taking any medicine.
Edwin doesn't like to take anything either. He acts like you can get addicted to everything.
I woke up this morning with the back of my head hurting and my neck hurting. And I just said, "How did this start?" He goes, "Oh, my head started hurting." I'm like,
No.
"No, I start filming tomorrow. Tomorrow's my first day of filming. I already have two things on the books for this week." And I'm like, "Oh God, this is taking me back to Traders,
Listen,
where I was so sick."
you were so sick at the you could tell you were so sick at the beginning, but you still did more than most people. So
Well, let
even a
me,
sick Tam is better than.
but let me explain something. So, first episode was filmed over a course of quite a few days. The last day of filming, I started to feel sick,
Last day of filming, you mean the last day of.
of the first episode,
Oh, okay.
toward the middle of the first episode, I started feeling really sick, and so the day that the mission was filmed was a separate day, and so I had that day. I actually ended up having 3 or 4 days off because after that we had a press day, 2 days off, and we went back into production. And I really thought that I was going to be out of like an entire episode, but I wasn't. I mean, I was not completely there, but so I had a few days to get better, and
Well,
I
I can
stuck.
say if you were going to miss a mission, that was a good one to miss.
Oh, there's no way I could have done it.
I know.
I could not even get out of bed. So it
I
was.
was like freezing cold water and Tamara was swimming around trying to put together a puzzle piece. Sounds like.
I just remember like it took quite a few days, and Larsa goes, "Oh, finally, you're not so pale." Well, thanks.
You're
Could have
like,
put some
girl.
bronzer on me.
Yeah, come
Yeah.
on. No, but I love it. I love it. I can't wait to hear all of your hot takes on that. So I'm going to stay tuned. The first headline is from Page Six. Alexis Bellino gets formal offer to rejoin series amid John Jansen relationship. Multiple sources tell Page Six an offer was made, but nothing has been signed. Notably, she has been asked back to the reality show as her relationship with John, the ex-boyfriend of veteran Shannon Bedore, heats up. Her relationship with John is certainly interesting, says the source, but it's not the only reason producers want Alexis back. She's a dynamic personality who has a history with a good portion of the cast. I love whoever released this, put all the positives in about Alexis. Like, clearly, I mean, this is from Alexis's camp. I'm dead.
How many times do we have to hear this story? It's been every other week, the same story comes out, which is so confusing to me.
Listen, I'm going to release my own story. Teddy Mellencamp is an incredible person. She is so funny. People love her. You know, people no longer want her dead on Twitter.
It's so crazy.
I mean, it's the same story over and over again. You know what, Alexis? I hope I see you, but like, I don't need to read this anymore.
Right, right.
Are you taking this next one or am I?
Sure. Kate Chastain makes a surprise return to The Traitors for season two. Nobody saw this coming. Kate will return later this season for a second go around at the prize. Fans can watch her begin with January 25th episode. You guys, it's going to be epic, which also epic. Big Brother Dr. Will Kirby, who I know, will appear as well on season two on the show. So there's a lot of surprises, twists, turns on the season this year. A little bit different than last season. It's just keeping you sucked in.
Well, speaking of Kate Chastain, I want to just make sure that we fully announce, if in case anybody missed it when we said it in passing the last time, our feud is squashed.
I know.
Me and Kate have squashed the beef.
Actually, you can thank Caden for that, because it was over the Stanley Cup. Anyways, your video that you took, your story on Instagram about two teas in a pod and how come I didn't get one. And then you said, oh, it probably went to Kate Chastain. She reached out to me and said, like, oh my God, Teddy is such a good sport, and da 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 da, said all these nice things about you. And the next thing I know, you guys are chumming it up on social media.
All I got to say is I'm happy about it, but she slid into my DMs first.
Yeah.
Whew! I love when I don't have to make the first move. but I'm so happy to see Kate Chastain on Traitors. I'm loving Traitors. I'm loving it more than this next thing we need to talk about, which former Real Housewives of Atlanta star and serial entrepreneur Peter Thomas was arrested earlier this week for riding dirty and allegedly a DUI. I mean,
riding dirty?
Philly. This is from Philly Diva Instagram post. This
okay, what does that mean?
Well, former house husband Peter Thomas arrested allegedly for a DUI. I'm guessing riding dirty means like
drinking. Oh, there's a song. Remember that song back in the 90s?
I was riding dirty.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
Chamillionaire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, you can go ahead and take this next one, too.
Oh, my God. Kyle Richards addresses Dorit, saying they used to go on trips together. So there was a video that says that she says some of the cast say she goes on all these trips and they weren't included. Kyle then brings up Dorit, saying on the show, we used to go on trips together. Kyle explains it shows on one trip she and Mauricio went on with Dorit and PK, and then another trip that was for the show. So they only went on one personal trip together is what she's saying. What is Kyle saying? It wasn't like they vacationed as a family. It was for the sake of the show.
One time.
Right. So Kyle points out they're trying to make it something it's not.
I think the point, I mean, and listen, this was on her. I didn't get to see it because it was when we were in Mexico. And I had to go in and film this podcast with this girl, Tamara Judge.
I know.
So I had to be ripped away from the Amazon Live, where I did sell my lymphatic massager, which did really well, by the way, because I just got an update from my Google alerts how well it's selling. But people start asking a bunch of questions. And I think it's just gotten to the point where it's like, listen, yes, they are friends. Do I think that they were best friends ever? Probably not. Do I think they're best of friends of the group that was sitting there? Yes, but you can see as the season has progressed, and this isn't taking a side, if you're doing confessional solely talking about someone's marriage and life and how it's affecting you versus how it's possibly affecting them, you probably ain't that close. Like if me and Edwin were having issues and you were like, oh my God, it's so annoying that Teddy's having issues with Edwin because it's hard for me to focus. It's hard for her to focus on the pod some days and blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't want to drink as much or she doesn't want. I'd be like, what? Shut up, Tam. What is this?
Right. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're not that close at all anymore. After that,
I'm going to go out on a limb. They got a lot of work to do at that reunion.
Yeah, I would go out on a limb and say, this is definitely coming out at the reunion.
I'm going to throw out an olive branch here. I think in order to fix this, you guys might want to hang out when you're not filming and then things will probably be better. Right. But I think that always goes to show, and you know that more than anyone, when you're filming and you're together all the time, it feels like a real reality, but then you feel it when you're not on the show and another person is not reaching out to see you, you feel like it is solely conditional.
Well, let's not say, oh, you know, me and you and Edwin and Eddie go on vacations together as a couple all the time. We went to Vegas together once.
It was for iHeart.
I know. It was for work. So come on, like don't lie.
Well,
don't exaggerate. I should say exaggerate.
Yeah, don't exaggerate. And listen, I'm not saying that they don't have a good friendship. I'm saying that certain people, and this isn't even me calling out Dorit. I'm saying that certain people, when they are not filming the show, make very little effort to engage. There maybe she's like a big introvert, but the engagement on hanging out when you're not on camera is very limited.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't want to hang out with them.
I feel
filming like, with them 3 or 4 months out of the year is enough.
Yeah, you know what, depends on the person for sure.
I know, definitely.
This next one is, I'm side eyeing Heather and Meredith. She speaks Bravo Instagram post here. This just in from producers. This particular Instagram does not like me. I don't know why, probably because why most people don't like me, but I don't know exactly what this particular person's issue is with me, but
so cheers. Go ahead.
Here's my cheers. Water. But Koa.
Well, you're giving them a big plug, right?
Here you are. Listen, she speaks Bravo Instagram.
Yes. Oh my God. She's the one that threatened to fight you at BravoCon. That's who she is.
Hold on, what?
Yeah. It's all coming back to me.
Hold on, why did she want to fight me?
I don't know.
Oh. She made a comment about, was it about how much Andy hates me or something? Oh, and I wrote, yeah, he hates me so much. He, like, was the
ambassador. MC of, the MC, yeah.
And then she was like, anyone would do that. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Oof. Listen. Even Samantha Bush has come around. They all you can love to hate me, but soon enough you'll come around. Koa is the designer who did Jen's first season reunion dress. He says himself, Monica, Tanisha, Paulina, and Savannah were the five who ran the account. So I in this, you know, they had said it was six that ran the account, but okay, five. I can live with.
I'll take five.
I'll take five. That's a close number. I'm not good with numbers. So five and six, I could easily get confused. When the video got released exposing Jen, Koa went on podcasts and did interviews since his name was in the video. There were a few times where Tanisha would sit with him and guide him on what to say. But then Heather knew about the recordings before they were posted. Heather asked Koa if she can play the audio for Meredith since she trusts her 100%. What? Since when does Heather trust Meredith?
She can play. Wow.
She also wanted to give the audio to Bravo PR. This is when Heather was cool with Jen. There are texts also from Tanisha saying she knew shady shit that Angie and her husband have done and that she has never spoken about. Confused why Tanisha isn't more in trouble with Heather. I'm actually confused on the same.
Me too. I don't get it. I think that they just don't like Monica so much that they're going to grab onto anything to get her off the show.
That being said, I mean, we will talk about this more once we get into Salt Lake City. But you could see even the women despising Monica the way that they do, couldn't help but feel bad for her during this reunion. When she, some of the things yes. she said, like they were all yes. like, oh, damn. Like, I mean, it was just like.
But even Andy did too.
I know.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was bad. But I mean, before, while we're speaking of bad, let's get into Potomac.
Oh, boy.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Y'all, the definition of doing the least right now. This is the least. And listen, I love all of you. I'm bummed that I have always said Potomac is my favorite.
Yeah. Well, also this was kind of a difficult episode too, because it was about trauma, and
that part was fine of the episode. That part I appreciated.
Yeah.
Okay, but we started.
So don't think that we're saying that because we had to watch trauma that we thought it was bad. Because
listen, we loved
that
the
was
trauma
actually
part.
That was actually the best part, but the rest of it, boy,
that was at the end. Before
I know, but you know what wasn't painful?
What?
Mia asking Juan those questions.
I want to say on this week's episode of the Karen and Mia show, because they're the only ones
doing
anything.
Ones. And yeah, I know. I know.
But Karen says when she called him, he answered the phone insensitively. I'm like, you should hear the way Juan answers the phone.
By the way, did you hear him say, I was in the bathroom?
Do you think he was taking a shit?
Yes, he was taking a shit.
Like Tamara at the beginning of every pod?
Yes, and it may be like sometimes when you're doing your business, you don't want to be bothered by a phone call. Just let me take a shit in peace.
Well, then don't shit with your phone. If you're going to shit with your phone, don't answer the phone.
Well, do you know what I got here at the cabin?
What?
The toilet paper roll has a place to set your phone.
I need a picture of this to put on my LTK.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I liked my favorite thing is when I'm mid-conversation, I need to pee. And then I try to make noises so the person can't hear me peeing and assumes I'm still talking. Like, or I'll just press mute and I'm like, oh, yeah, but I always pee on the phone. But I don't.
Oh my god, I never think to put the phone on mute. How many times I've been peeing? Like very, you have to get on the very edge of the toilet seat so it hits the inside wall, so it doesn't just go right to the water.
And you
so it
can't
doesn't make
let
any
it
noise.
Just fully come out.
You can't just fully come out, so you have to do it really slow. And then afterwards, I flush and I run so nobody can hear the toilet flushing.
No, you just let actually like it's little like drops of water, like it's just drizzling outside. Yes. But if you do the full like.
No, everyone like, can hear. Yeah.
But then they go to a cooking class, which that pasta actually looked delicious to me.
It did. I took a cooking class to make pasta in Rome.
Well, I'm glad to see you've never used that for me because you've never made me a home-cooked meal.
Well, we don't eat pasta, remember?
Well, I would eat that right now. It looks delicious. I'm hungry. Mia, Gordon, and Robin, they all come together. They can't even get the egg in the hole, which I related to because I probably couldn't get two
eggs
in one
hole. What came first? The egg or the hole? Just kidding. I couldn't help myself.
But I love they're not, they haven't even figured out how to get two eggs in the hole. When Mia asked Juan, what actually happened with the woman at the hotel? She says, did you call and give your credit card or did you go in? And
yeah, no, she's like, you didn't go in. And he's like, yeah, I met her there. I mean, Mia's really growing on me. She's asking all the right questions and she's doing it with a little bit of a smile. And then you see Robin over there like.
Even Juan couldn't even get pissed because she did it so nicely. But then what I appreciated about Mia is after she does this, then she talks about her own marital issue. She doesn't just talk shit about other people's like throw it out there. Then she's like, listen, we are going through it. I'm not handling, I'm in a place, but Juan says he paid for the hotel room because someone stole the girl's wallet. He paid in person and not over the phone. Juan says he's a grown man and he made a mistake.
Oh boy, did you.
I mean
Mia, she did that, but then she was nice afterwards, like you said, like talking about her own marriage problems. But then, you know, she says, I think it was in her interview, his story matched Robin. So they definitely practiced that one.
I was like, Robin's like, shit, I thought I was just coming to cooking class. But now it's really just Mia grilling me and having to figure out how to sidestep out of it. But what also struck me in this episode, other than Juan just not giving us a redeeming quality, is Robin going to the Sonia Morgan School of Launching Businesses on Real Housewives.
I mean, that came out of left field. You're like, huh? What? What's going on?
I was like, oh, no business. Oh, when? We never heard. And then I was like, what happened to the business? Remember last year when they were all
candles?
Folding stuff? No, No, she didn't have candles. Maybe she had hats.
Hats. Yes.
They were all in the warehouse putting the hats. Karen and Wendy had candles. Duh.
Okay. So, yes. So what is she doing now exactly?
It's a skin product she's used for over 10 years now. And
That's right.
What I'm gathering is it's a chain of some sort and that you can open your own franchise. So she's opening her own franchise. But she must have been talking about this prior, but they've just decided to release this little juicy nugget here at the cooking session.
Yeah. I mean, good for her.
Know who feels really checked out and quite frankly exhausted? Gordon.
Oh, yes. You can tell.
Gordon, like meshing the flower, he's like.
But what a coincidence that they got Juan talking to a potential job offer on the phone, walking in.
I blocked that out.
What a quinky dink.
What a coinkydink. Almost as much as when Wendy tells her mother that NECA is claiming she called Levy and mentioned something about a shrine. Her mom says that.
Wake me up when you're done with this one.
Also, them pretending not to know everybody's name. I'm like, if I haven't been invested enough to learn everybody's name and they've been to your house and you know them, you should know their names by now. And also her with her like Coke or whatever it was. And she's like, I'm like, Wendy's mom is leaving Linda from Salt Lake City at this point.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, Wendy's mom.
I would like the story to go away. I don't need to hear about it. I zone out. I don't know. Is it just me? I don't know.
Bad. Well, she says the only shrine she knows is the St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. She feels for NECA, and if she meets NECA, she will pray for her. But while she was saying, it doesn't really count if you're going to say you're praying for someone when you seem that irritated to even hear the story.
I'll pray for you. That's what I say.
That's
what I say to people on social media when they say mean things to me. I'm like, I'll pray for you with the middle finger at the end.
Well, the other mystery I'd like to uncover, because I'm assuming maybe it was Coke, red wine. I don't know, but what was Wendy's mom stirring with that straw? Like right here, the mystery is this is water, but like hers was the liquid that I didn't recognize.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't help you with that one.
Then my next mystery that I need to uncover, is it Gucci that Candace was wearing? Do they make workout outfits or do people buy workout outfits with the Gucci emblem on it?
I don't know. You know me, I'm not really dripped in designer labels.
I was like, cause this is a cute outfit, but I need to know, is this like a $1,500 outfit? Or is this like
Gucci? No, I couldn't imagine for a workout, but I'm sure it wasn't cheap. I thought you meant, was it fake?
No, it had GCs on it. Like it was Gucci labels all over it, but it was a workout outfit. So now I need to know like what else I can waste my money on.
Well, go on the Gucci site and you'll find out real quick.
I'm pretty sure they don't do bright yet. But then it brings me back to how I feel about a label. I love you, Candace, but I don't love a label when it's not necessary. I don't even love matching labels in general. Even sometimes when I think about your outfit at BravoCon, it's almost as bad as me wearing the guest wristband that you gave me.
Everybody, that was actually Eddie's, so he was a guest too, and he is on the show. That outfit, I was actually supposed to wear a leather brown, just not Versace jacket, and when I got it, it was the wrong color and didn't fit right. So
okay, fine, I won't call you Whitney and her husband at this point in time. But anyway, then we get back to this part is definitely difficult. Candace tells her mom that the doctor found 2 lumps. After her first mammogram, Candace says the report says it's a lymph node and they'll monitor it, but she would rather go about it now. Question for everybody listening. Do you get your yearly mammograms? I just got my call that mine is due.
I just had mine. And then the technician goes, wait, you don't have implants. I go, no shit. And she goes, well, it says right here you have implants. Clearly you don't.
You're like, they fell out.
They fell out. Took a big shit. They fell out.
Does she not watch What Happens Live? Because then she'd see them on the wall, both sets.
Yeah, like, right?
The old decrepit ones and the fresh new ones.
What reminds me, because, you know, we had that scan, Prenuvo scan.
Yeah.
It's almost been a year ago. And they found some spots on me. I really need to do a follow-up to see.
Go.
It's always in the back of my head. And I'm like, there's only 2 that I'm worried about. 1 on my pancreas and 1 on my lung.
On your lung.
Said they could be cysts, but they're so microscopic, like tiny, tiny, tiny. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get to it. Yeah, I know.
Let's just do it. Then NECA says if Wendy wasn't in the situation, she and Candace would have a great friendship. NECA says she's been trying to get pregnant for 7 months. Candace says she didn't realize how parallel their lives were and needs to be careful with their friendship because of Wendy. I guess I didn't realize that Wendy and Candace were that close.
Neither did I. They probably aren't.
So I was curious about that. Do we think
I honestly I don't see any real friendships in this group at all, except for Robin and Giselle. That's it. Other than that, I don't see any real friendships. I will say, going into filming, all of us girls except one are all talking, good terms, texting.
I wonder who that one is.
I don't know. We'll find out soon.
I'm pretty sure I can figure it out. Yeah. My brain is the size of a peanut, and I figured
you
it out.
You don't need to be Tildy. You don't need to be Teddy Walters to figure that one out.
Listen, you could really just have a quarter of a brain and figure it out. Now, Candace, you knew the editors were going to get you for telling another wife to not call someone a bitch. I think what's happening is it's a little bit, I love Candace, but I think whatever Ashley said to her got to her about what she was saying on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, you think? I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you're correct on that one, too.
I hate being right.
I don't know.
Mia is nervous about Karen's PAVE event because of her past unresolved trauma. Mia says no one knows her story and she's not prepared to share it. Mia leaves the table during the event and Ashley follows her to the bathroom. Mia says her coping mechanism is to run from situations, but she wasn't able to run that day. This part was mind-blowing to me. Mia says that is why she takes stuff out on Jacqueline, because she left her there. Mia says it's not fair to her because she trusted her boyfriend and didn't know what would happen.
Okay, I'm confused. To be honest, I watch it and I'm like, I'm not understanding this completely.
I think we missed something. Whatever happened on that trip where Jacqueline, remember there was like a moment when they were all talking about whose husbands was having an affair and the one that looked like Karen and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Mia and Jacqueline like had a conversation. I think Jacqueline starts to bring it up to Mia and Mia gets upset.
Yeah, they do the flashback.
Like, yeah, they do the flashback where she's like, we're not going to talk about
that. Why are we talking about that? Yeah.
From what I gathered from listening to this story was Jacqueline had a boyfriend. They were all at an event or at somebody's house and Jacqueline allegedly left and Mia was there and they trusted me, Jacqueline's boyfriend,
okay,
and something happened
to
Mia. Well, so I don't know if they're trying to, I don't know.
Mia's basically saying that she has like built up anger towards Jacqueline because of that situation that happened
when they were kids. And I mean, no matter what we have to say about this season, I do think it was powerful for us to see Karen use her platform for women to speak up
for
herself.
Sure.
And then how many women, even at that table, have been affected?
I know.
I mean, Robin.
I mean, Mia definitely shined this episode. She's becoming my favorite.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you see that Robin starts to get upset. Candace is upset. Ashley is upset. All of them have had situations. And then I do really appreciate Giselle this episode, because Giselle then asks the woman who leads this organization. She's like, what are the things that we need to teach our kids to protect them? And what the woman said was, I thought, so great, because it's something we all know, but sometimes we don't follow. She said, trust your intuition. If you feel like something is going to go wrong, you are probably right. Regardless if that's walking to class or doing this or going to a party, if you feel like something is off, it probably is.
Yeah.
But let's take a little break and then we'll come back to talk about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion, where guess what? We won't learn anything.
Not till next episode.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so we are back to talk about Salt Lake City.
Monica says her mom messaged production asking to come to Bermuda.
Production told her no. Thank you, Tamara.
Yeah, I mean, how weird is that? I mean, her mom, and we find out later, truly wanted to be the housewife.
I don't know if I fully believe all of the things. Do I think that her mom is toxic? And I love to watch a stage mom, but I think Linda might be our very first housewife stage mom. Like, we've seen dance moms. We've seen, like, if
yeah,
we go across,
she is totally.
But, like, have we ever seen a housewife mom?
No, but
like,
but
that?
Can we just say, like, a mother like that, who needs an enemy?
Oh, I mean,
jeez. Oh my gosh.
Brutal. And then the flashbacks, all of that. But also, I think she knew that showing that side of her.
Oh, she knew it was going to be good TV.
She knew it would be good TV, but she also knew that would require people to have empathy towards her.
Yeah. Well, Whitney said it best. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, when you're used to that, you're a product of your environment. It's no big deal. You're used to the fighting, it doesn't even faze you. And you project that onto other people.
Yeah. Well, then Monica says when her mom left her in Pennsylvania as a child, her mom went on to pursue. And I love how they kind of drew it out. She's like, she left to pursue her career. And then Andy's like,
in what?
TV.
Television.
She wanted to be a housewife.
Even then, pre-housewife, she knew. But Monica says when she did her final interview for the show, she cried on the couch saying she messed up, and her mom prayed that she would get it instead. She said, Lord, if it is not Monica, let it be me. Somehow, let it be me instead. That well, I part think, I feel like might have been
a little bit exaggerated. You think it was exaggerated? Just a little. I think it's obvious after seeing everything on social media, how her mom is acting, all the things she says, all the tweets. She wants to be in the limelight.
Yeah. I mean, I think they both want to be in the limelight. I think Monica has some very redeeming qualities, but she has so many past issues with her mom that her defenses are, of course, always up.
Okay. But are we not going to talk about Jack submitting a shirtless visa picture?
I'm not there yet because I still am trying to envision Jesus up here hearing the mom praying this prayer.
Oh, okay,
like,
go ahead.
If you really think this is my number one prayer, like, hey, it's me, God, Linda. If you think this is the number one prayer I'm answering today, it ain't it.
It ain't it.
You becoming a housewife if your daughter
can't. I'm trying to deal with Jack's shirtless visa picture for his mission. You're next.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get Jack's nipples approved by Colombia to enter the country.
Oh, dear Lord.
I just can't. But then Andy brings up Monica and Angie K tweeting about Greek Easter and ask if someone was thrown down a staircase.
There was no railings at all. So when you go to sell that house, Angie, make sure you put the railings up. That needs to be up to code.
And you know that there was no railing when production was willing to pay for the CT scan or whatever she got.
Well, they have to. Like when I got hurt, it's work related. So if any job,
even when your drunk ass jumped into the jacuzzi and broke your ankle or whatever, they still had to pay for that.
Yes. My insurance actually covered most of it, but they will cover anything. It's like, you know, work related injury.
I never, because I'm a consummate professional. I've never injured myself on a television show. Please hire me, someone, anyone. Not prone to injury.
I think they take insurance out on us.
Well, then Monica says that the conversation with her mom at Angie's house, she was going down the stairs to get her girl. She was crying so she couldn't see and fell. I think she was just upset and dramatically went to the stairs and fell down the stairs.
Well, those were some steep stairs.
They were some steep stairs. And wearing those ridiculous shoes.
And she was going down to a basement. I actually got very injured at my dad's house filming. I fell down the staircase going into his basement and landed on my tailbone.
Did you see your dad?
No.
But then Angie says Monica threatened to sue her and said, I should send you a bill for my head scan. Angie was really good this episode. Because
she was so good.
Every single point in time, she comes forward and she does it in like a logical way. But like, she's like, I'll give you your time and then I'll talk. And normally when women are like this on Housewives, you can see Andy getting slightly annoyed. He was like, Thank you. Appreciate you for having a level head. But she's like, you know, every single thing, she broke it down for us. But then Angie says that Monica's shoe almost hit a toddler when she threw it.
I didn't see that. Did you? Because they didn't show her actually falling down the staircase. We hear the thump and then we see her sitting on her butt.
I saw her take her shoe off and push it. I'm not saying it almost hit a toddler, but I heard a guy, I don't know if it was production or one of the husbands or whom it was, but I heard them say, do you need to take your shoes off? And then I saw something fling in the air.
Oh, okay. So when she was sitting down, I thought they were saying, insinuating that she took her shoe off, threw it down the stairs, and then fell.
No, she fell down the stairs, and then she was mad about falling down the stairs, and assuming she took the shoe off and maybe threw it, and maybe it was near a child. I don't know.
What was your thought on the Meredith comment that you could have her house?
I think Meredith's shady as F. And
I think Meredith said it because, I mean, let's face it, they weren't on good terms most of the season.
But I still don't get why. I do not understand why. Is it because Angie owns a home that they can film in and not just a bathtub?
I don't know, but she hated Angie all season.
But I also wonder,
how do you feel about cast members threatening to sue each other?
Please, for the love. Like, you know what? At that point, you were clearly upset. And like, of all things, don't sue Angie for the, like, also, this should be a PSA to all of us. Stop wearing ridiculous shoes all the time. We all do it. We all fall down. I mean,
I'm going to film this season in sweats and tennis shoes.
Listen, you probably should. It's our best look. But Angie says it is apparent that Monica makes a living off of suing people.
Suing people. Yeah.
Monica says she hasn't sued one person in her life. Heather then goes, well, you're suing me.
Well, she's actually, in her defense, she's countersuing.
Yeah. Don't worry. I knew you'd be in her defense in this moment.
Yeah.
But do you think they let Meredith off easy during this conversation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are so concerned on taking down Monica that they just breezed right over the fact that she said that Meredith said that.
And Meredith probably said a lot of things to Monica that Monica said that she said. So the fact that, here's the thing, like, I don't care that if Meredith is trying to be shady, but nothing drives me crazier than when somebody is stirring the pot and they're trying to pretend they never stirred the pot. And they're like an innocent bystander.
They're like, huh? What?
She goes,
it's a rumor.
No, she goes, of course I said that, like, somebody could be held liable, but I was like, I can't. And I also wanted to be like, is that a shawl that you're wearing? Does it come off when it gets warmer, or is this tucked? That would drive me crazy under my armpits the whole time. That top thing that was going under on Meredith. Normally I love her outfits. I just didn't love that dress. But Meredith said, I mean, let's put it this way. Anne Marie has said more about Sutton's esophagus than Meredith said this entire reunion so far.
Yeah, she hasn't really spoke. But I felt like she was really quiet all season. Like, there was a lot of, like, at least the last half, where she's just, like, being accused of shit, and she just sits there.
Well, because she knew somebody else that was coming for somebody else anyway.
She should have still said something.
No, she's too busy. She's
like, it wasn't me, you bitch. That would have been me.
She's too booked up. She's busy.
Busy.
But not too busy for us to get into this next thing where Monica explains her multiple last names, which fully made sense to me.
It made sense.
People don't even, like, people reach out to
me. But now they're going after her for changing her last name. Who cares? Who cares? That's like housewives fighting over a chair. Who cares?
Who cares? The way that I had read it in the press, or by the press, I mean, like, Instagram memes, that she changed the names to get out of her bill at the beauty lab or whatever.
That's what I heard too.
But I don't think that was necessarily it.
What's so confusing to me is everything they've gone through with Jen Shaw, they still believe what she says, and they're holding Monica to, like, nailed to the cross, as Vicky would say. But it's like, when Andy brings up for the next episode of the reunion, like, let's talk about the black eye Jen gave it to you. She'd yes. And she's like, tell us how it happened. She's like, covers her face and is like, oh, well, I'd be like, that bitch, this is what she did to me. Like, I don't know why they have such a protective, you know, armor over Jen Shaw.
Because maybe
although I have heard and confirmed that Jen Shaw allegedly has threatened to sue many people because that statement hasn't been made that she hit.
Because the statement has been made or hasn't been made that she
has been made that Jen gave Heather the black eye.
I don't know. In this moment, that's like the leaked text messages that Tanisha has shared that you never want shared again. That's how Lisa felt about this conversation. Like, she was like, shit.
Yeah. Let's move on to Mary.
Oh, but I love Mary, and she texts me, and she's probably not going to text me after this recap.
She stopped texting me.
She did?
DM me. She's DMing all the time. Pray for me and do all kinds of stuff. Now she moved on to you. That's the thing. You do one thing to Mary and she's done with you.
I know. So, I mean, people are saying that her brutal honesty is refreshing. But I think there is a slight difference between brutal honesty and telling something that they look inbred.
She gets away with it. That's funny. It's just her personality and her quirkiness. Like, she gets away with it.
But I want to know how
if I said that, I would be horrible.
I mean,
she's iconic.
She is the moment. She's all the things. But how can you, with a straight face, say, oh, someone making fun of the decor in my house is way worse
than saying you're inbred.
You look inbred. But,
well, I mean, it's just as confusing or asked backwards as her trying to convince her son's possible wife that he's not that great in bed.
Well, I actually kind of understood that.
What?
If this girl is like is faking O's and way over the top.
How does she know it's fake? How does she know it's fake? That's just creepy. I am not ever talking about my son's sex life ever.
Well, I mean, is your adult son living in your house having ass with other people?
No.
So that's the, I mean, if they are, you probably know a lot about them. But
just the way she talked about, stop making him feel like he's bigger than he is. Or what would she say? Like a better than he is. I'm like, oh my God.
But here's the thing. I love that you can see that Mary's even having to hold her tongue about what Angie said about her allegedly on Reality Von Teese, because she knows that Mary and that if Mary doesn't have a relationship with Monica, they're both screwed for next
season. They're both screwed, yeah.
So she's like, No.
Let's not get it wrong. Mary did say when asked. So who do you like here? She had to hesitate and she goes, I like Monica. I like Angie.
She goes, I like Angie now. She was yelling at Angie one second prior for even like, breathing.
Then she said one of the things. She goes, that's it. That's it. That's all I like.
Oh, yeah. But I love the reason why she likes Monica. Because she's pretty.
She's pretty.
That's all that you need.
She's pretty.
Hey, do you think that means that Mary thinks that I'm pretty?
Yes, that's why she likes you. Hey, do you think that her son's thrilled about that airing on national TV that his wife has to fake it in bed?
Do you think that he's thrilled that she won't even admit that they're married? But I also want to say, my kids don't need to be having S within a 10-mile radius of me.
Right.
Go find another place. Do it. Like, when you're that age.
Go in your car.
Go in your car. Figure it out elsewhere. If I can hear it, then I, you know what? That's on you.
How about Mary telling Heather that I owned my house before I got on the show?
Oh.
Insinuating the only reason she has that house is because she's getting a paycheck from Bravo. I'm but like, then, ooh, them are fighting words. She's
but don't like, worry, no. Heather had a good comeback. She goes, well, then I had a best-selling book.
Yes, and a business.
My business.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I don't got a best-selling book.
You better get written. Better get written.
I better get written some things. I can't write. Oh, I said that I don't read on the podcast, and then I posted one thing on the Instagrams that I love this book, and everyone's like, "You told us you didn't read."
You only do audio. I got audio. Spencer, who works at Barnes & Noble in the cafe there. He got me a Heather's book for Christmas.
I know, but you still haven't read it, so it doesn't count.
No, because I haven't had time. Have not had time. I've been meaning to bring it to Big Bear, but I've been painting, trying to get this place completely done before I start filming. And I had all this stuff delivered for the house to kind of tie it in a little bow for decorating. My giant mirror came shattered. And then the stuff that I ordered said it was delivered and I never got it. And Eddie's sick. So
I stole it.
So this
stole it off your front yard and then broke your mirror.
Yep. So all I got to do this trip was paint the bathroom and paint the pantry door.
Well, at least you're enjoying your time before you can go fight with other people.
Yeah. I'm not fighting.
I'm so sure you're really going to be the voice of reason this season.
Yes. The voice of reason this season. Just watch. Wait. Tune
this
in.
Justin, Tamara is now the voice of
the
reason.
Voice of reason.
Well, Whitney apologizes to Mary for calling her and Robert Sr. predators. She says she has put effort into herself and has worked at becoming a better person. Then they get into, which I don't even know that I can really comment too much about this, but they get into the Mormon religion and aspects of racism throughout it. And kind of everybody agrees like on the conversation. They kind of leave it at that. They wrap it up in a bow.
Yeah, but Mary throwing out there, you're racist. I didn't like that. You know, and then Whitney's trying to explain and Mary goes, go ahead and preach it, Whitney. And I'm like, oh, because Whitney was like, she took it like, you know,
personally,
of course you're gonna take it personally, but she took it really well where she's just like, she didn't yell at her or anything. She's like, but Mary, explain, like, have I ever done anything to you? She's like, no, it's just your religion.
Yeah. and then she was like, actually, it's not your religion. I mean, does she say things that contradict each other? Yes. Yeah. But is she good television? Yes. Do I want to keep watching her? Yes. But that
was pretty harsh, though. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. Then Mary says she doesn't know what the troll account is and wouldn't care if the account called her a dumb bitch. I was like, You sure here, you would?
Here, you try right now and see what happens.
How about this? You try it first and then let me know what happens and then we'll go from there.
I'm pretty sure she'll never talk to either one of us.
Well, Lisa says Monica knows who called Mary a dumb bitch and says get the audio. When they pulled the freaking audio out.
I'm like, really?
One-sided audio really gives me rage.
Yeah. I'm surprised they allowed it to air.
Because I think, you know, if you're only going to show one side of a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I've been the victim of a one-sided text message being printed.
Yeah, welcome to the press. But, you know, we all have, and it's infuriating, honestly.
Well, the recording says exactly why I called her a snake. Like, you dumb bitch. Like, low-key, I want to DM Mary from, like, a burner account. She probably would never see it. Just be like, bitch, I could do it from Reality Von Teese. Okay? I think she's talking about Jen Shah.
That's what she said. That's what I forgot I was going to say. So basically, Monica's saying, that wasn't me. I was repeating what Jen Shah said.
But the problem is sometimes Monica says things like, it wasn't me. It actually was you. So don't say that. Say, I wasn't talking about Mary. I was talking about.
I know. But if you were Mary, would you have been mad about the recording?
No. If she said Mary was a dumb bitch, I hate her, blah, 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 blah. This is my reasoning. That's one thing. But to say that taken out of context, we have no idea what they're talking about. And I have to see both sides of every story before I can really start to hate someone.
Yeah. I mean,
next like when you sent me the text messages from Vicky, you showed me your responses too.
I did. I absolutely did.
I need to see both sides.
Yeah. You know, next episode, I can't wait to watch because we're going to dig into the Reality Von Teese. Why Heather is so mad at Monica but not Tanisha is a mystery to me and probably a lot of people. It just doesn't make any sense. And she's still using her for hair or makeup. Makes no sense.
Do we know that for sure? I mean, that's very suspicious if she is still using her. The fact that I could say suspicious is a huge deal.
Yeah, according to her social media, she's still using her. Like, she'll post with her on Instagram.
Also, I saw something that Lisa Barlow tweeted. She said that Peacock is going to be releasing uncensored and extended reunion. So I feel like we're going to need to watch again.
Oh, okay. Like, because after every episode or just
yeah, like, on? I feel like there were some juicy crumbs that we missed.
Okay, guys, so go to Peacock because every episode of the reunion is going to be extended, unseen footage. And theirs is juicier because it's streaming.
Yeah.
They can use the
bad words. They can curse words.
Yep. And they can say things that you can't say on
TV. We are recapping not from Peacock, so we'll go back. And then if there's anything we need to cover in a couple days when we're talking about Miami and Beverly Hills, we'll get into it there. But send us your thoughts on the episode. And also, I have to, in closing, ask you. You have to pick. Listen, we're not picking Angie because then people will say we're biased. So, Angie, if you're listening to this, you are off limits because you are coming to our live show and you are one of our co-hosts. You're going to be there. So you're out of the running. But you have to pick two women that you were to go on a trip with from this group. Who would it be?
From Salt Lake City?
Yep.
Two people you want to go on a trip with?
Mm-hmm. A vacation with.
Oh,
Angie is not in the running.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw out Monica because you never know what's going to happen. You know you're going to have a good time.
That's who I said yesterday. Yeah, somebody tweeted me and asked me if I was going to be on Traders, who it would be with. And I said Monica.
Oh yeah. I think Monica would do really well in Traders. And then I'm going to say Lisa.
Yeah. I think mine would actually be the same.
Yeah.
But those two together might have some issues.
I would say Mary, but she's unpredictable.
I don't think Mary would want to go on a trip.
She might. She would go sit at the other table and go, I don't want to be here with you guys.
Yeah, and I'd be scared I'd wear the wrong thing. And she told me
you wear the wrong bathing suit. You'd be ugly. Why do you got that cellulite on the back of your legs? You know what I mean? It's like, she would make me very nervous.
Teddy, I need to talk to you about your overbite and your tongue thrust that they have to edit out every podcast. Well, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Please join us later in the week for more juicy crumbs from all of the other episodes airing. And Tamara, good luck tomorrow.
Hold me. Hold me.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.